This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Venezuelan authorities have arrested six people they call terrorists and hired killers in what President Nicolas Maduro says was an assassination attempt against him. The apparent attack during a military parade involved two drones with explosives. A group called the National Movement of Soldiers in T-shirts claimed responsibility. Maduro said elements in Colombia and the U.S. were behind the attack. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton spoke on Fox News Sunday.
If the government of Venezuela has hard information that they want to present to us that would show a potential violation of U.S. criminal law, we'll take a serious look at it. But in the meantime, I think what we really should focus on is the corruption and the oppression of the Maduro regime in Venezuela.
Observers say collapse in world energy prices, failed socialist policies, and corruption have destroyed the Venezuelan economy, leading to deadly protests, severe food and gasoline shortages, and a 40,000% inflation rate in July. South Sudanese President Salva Kiir and rebel leader Riek Machar have signed a ceasefire and power-sharing agreement. Machar then spoke to those gathered.
If there is no political will, even if we sign beautiful agreements and they are not implemented, we would have done nothing.
The conflict in South Sudan is estimated to have killed tens of thousands, displaced a quarter of the population, and caused economic ruin. At least 91 people were killed when a powerful earthquake rocked the Indonesian island of Lombok, triggering a brief tsunami warning and sending residents and tourists fleeing into the streets. The death toll expected to rise as rescuers move about. Last week, 17 people were killed when another quake hit Lombok. This is VOA News. A vehicle carrying the U.S. ambassador to Bangladesh, Marsha Bernicat, was attacked in a capital, Dhaka, as she was leaving a farewell dinner for the chief of a non-governmental organization. She was not injured. Thousands of students have been protesting traffic conditions in Dhaka over the past week after two students were hit and killed by buses, but it's still unclear whether this attack on the U.S. ambassador was related to those protests. The mayor of Hiroshima spoke at the city commemorated 73 years since it became the first in the world to suffer an atomic bomb attack. Mayor Kasumi Matsui at the ceremony said the current rise of self-centered nationalism and the modernization of nuclear weapons in the world is contributing to a rise in tensions unseen since the Cold War. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, who also participated in the ceremony, repeated the usual vows to lead efforts for a nuclear-free world. The United States dropped the atom bomb on Hiroshima on August 6, 1945, killing thousands of people instantly and about 140,000 by the end of that year. The number of confirmed cases in Democratic Republic of Congo's new outbreak of Ebola has risen to 13, including three deaths. Meantime, the World Health Organization has warned the new outbreak of Ebola in North Kivu province poses a challenge to contain, as many people are escaping a virtual war zone to neighboring countries. Peter Salama is the WHO's emergency response chief.
So not only do you have the problem of tracking that internal displacement, but then you have the potential exportation of infection across borders. And that's why we're already working with the government of Uganda particularly, but also Rwanda, which shares a border as well with Northern Kivu, to be fully prepared for any eventualities across the border.
It's not clear right now whether the new outbreak, more than 2,500 kilometers away, is related to the other. Europe's heat wave and dry conditions continue with daytime temperatures hovering in the mid-40s Celsius. Many tourists say the heat is unbearable. Russian tourist Katya Voronkova.
It's really hot. I'm just taking every time with me water, and trying to refresh myself, to hydrate every time.
This is the worst heat wave on the continent since 2003. It is being caused by a hot air movement from North Africa. And crops in northern Europe have wilted, they say, as a result of the drought there and has caused forest fires. Get more news at our website, voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.